Leadership is not a how-to or a what. It's a why. That's this week on the Badass Agile Podcast. Greetings, team. Welcome to the Badass Agile Podcast. I'm your host, Chris Williams. Greetings, team, and welcome back. What is the true source of all leadership? Well, first, let's remember why we're here. To create an elite tribe of leaders who truly serve their clients and communities by doing what matters and what works, relentlessly chasing value and excellence like a badass. There are so many resources about what you need to do to be agile, but we're focused on who you need to become in order to lead teams. So let's hammer down those fundamentals to create a unique and powerful force in this industry. And if this helps you, tell your friends. In my time, I've seen a lot of books, videos, webinars, seminars, courses, and podcasts on the practice of leadership. And ultimately, these are all focused on providing value by telling you how to speak, what to say, how to act, how to dress. And what I've been finding in my practice is that when people want to learn more about how to lead, how to become someone that others would want to follow, those are the questions that they ask. What are the steps that I need to do? What are the scripts that I have to run? So when you approach it that way, the difficulty is that it's really easy to get overwhelmed with the wealth of information because much of what's out there is either completely repetitive and repackaged, or completely contradictory. Now, there's a good reason for why it's repetitive and repackaged, because the things that work are the things that have always worked. The fundamentals simply don't change. The reason why there's so much conflicting information is because what works for one person simply doesn't work for another. It's really difficult to write out a script or give precise instructions on how to become a leader, because different people are exactly that, different. The best way to become a great leader is actually really simple. Trust your internal source. Well, let me explain that. First, accept that only you can lead the way you do. So your style will work very well for some people and not at all for others. So by extension, somebody else's style is not something that you should strive to copy, for a couple of different reasons. One, it's disingenuous. You don't own their source of leadership. You don't own their values. You don't own their passion. You don't own their empathy. You don't own their background. But also, even if you manage to pull it off and emulate their leadership style and pull it off with authenticity, all you would do is attract the people that are attracted to somebody else's leadership style. Those aren't your people. So here's what I think about leadership technique. When you're in touch with your source, when you understand, truly understand, and feel connected with your vision and your sense of purpose, and most importantly, your service, which is the value you intend to unleash in the world, who you serve, how you serve them, and why, then everything else just flows somewhat naturally. Think of it this way. Imagine how you would behave if a family member were pinned under a car or they were trapped inside a collapsing building. So let's say you need to call 911, but you don't have a phone. So you approach a passerby. Would you calmly introduce yourself, shake hands, explain the situation, and politely ask to use the phone? Of course not. You'd probably speak in short, loud sentences that plainly expressed the dire urgency of your situation and the critical need to borrow that phone. You don't need a script. There is nothing I need to teach you about how to impart urgency, the nature of the situation, what you value, and the importance and significance of the outcome to you automatically drive the right words, the right tone of voice, the right body language, everything you need. This is a great example of how the nature of the communication drives the right communication itself. There is no conscious effort put into word selection or phrasing. You simply know what to say and how to say it. you don't have to pull out a handbook on influence. You are simply going to make a case with every atom of your body to get what you need, because somebody's life depends on it. So likewise, when it comes to motivating your team to do their best work, to ensure deadlines are met, or to help individual team members improve, whatever it is you're trying to influence or lead others to, if you understand the value that you want to add to the world, who you're serving and why, then the words that you choose largely don't matter. But if, on the other hand, you put the cart before the horse and try to memorize all the different words that you could or should use in this situation, and try to figure out on the fly what word choices are likely to be the most effective on this particular person, with this particular background, and this particular emotional composition, you're going to spend all that time in your head thinking about the right thing to say, instead of making authentic connections, listening so that you can provide authentic value. So it's way more important to focus on developing yourself as a leader by understanding that purpose, value, and service, and then developing the ability to be emotionally self-aware and then emotionally sensitive to others and their needs and their sense of value than it is to memorize scripts or memorize influence techniques, period. Now, if it hasn't occurred to you, this kind of development takes a really long time. It is not something that you can switch on or off overnight. You'll spend years learning to become proficient in this area. And that may be exactly the reason why good leaders are so hard to find. Because people who want to lead for the sake of leading, people who want to influence for the sake of influencing, people who want power for the sake of power, will not be willing to put in the effort required to develop this level of authenticity. And those are exactly the people that we want to encourage to quit the game. Because the people that survive this filtering process will become the best, the most important leaders of our generation, true women and men of distinction. If you want some more inspiration to help stay sharp and reinforce the badass agile mindset and practices, then stop in every weekday and grab the latest iteration of my new book. You can go to badassagile.com and subscribe to get the coming week's pages right in your inbox, or check it out at medium.com. Just search for the working title, Field Notes for the Agile Leader. Folks, thank you for listening. You can reach out at badassagile.com and find me on Twitter at badass_agile. I'll see you next time. And until then, stay badass.